At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu. Hey.
Two, one, zero. Okay, let me try that again. I look over to my left, and all I see is a little deviated septum receding hairline girl.
Sorry, you cannot start the podcast with that so out of context.
I'm so sorry.
You bitch. Okay, wait. Let us explain.
Give us a second.
We literally all peed our pants before this episode because we went live on TikTok, which is kind of recent for us. But
people are savage.
People that go on TikTok live.
Woo.
Someone commented and said, the girl with the receding hairline is, what did it say? Low key
hot.
And then... We're like, wait a second. First of all, that doesn't make sense. It's a contradictory comment. Like, and then me and Sid are like, wait, which one of us has a receding hairline?
And so we've been looking back and forth at each other. And I'm like, I don't know. It might be me. And she's like, no, I think it might be me. I'm like, oh, shit.
It's definitely me because you have the most luscious hair.
Well, my hair looks like a puffball on this camera. Anyway, the reason I said deviated septum on accident is because I keep calling her septum ring a deviated septum. I don't know what's going on. I have one of those. So like... Okay, peace. But you have a septum piercing. Little different. Okay.
I don't actually have a septum piercing, right. By the way.
Yeah.
I did try to fool them that I had one. It's fake. Just a little accessory. Thinking about maybe getting one today. I meant thinking about maybe getting one in the future. So today I'm just wearing the little fake one to see if I like it.
You texted and you go, I'm on my way. I'm going to be a little late. I stopped and got coffee. So I'll be there at like 5:25. And I stopped at piercing place. I'm like, what? You did? I'm like, details. You're like, you'll see, winky. I'm like, there's no way this is real. Because if it was real, you'd
be
like,
longer.
It would take longer. B, you'd be like, guys, get ready.
I'd be fucking pumped about it.
Get the cameras ready when I walk in the door.
I was honestly going to take it out for the actual episode, but I don't know. We kept it in.
Why don't you leave it in? Why not?
Yeah. It's something different.
Can I say something real quick?
Yes.
We are very, very aware that there is a lot going on right now with the abortion topic in the United States and other places, of course. But right now, it is a huge thing going on. And we want to speak to it, but we did not want to speak to it ourselves without having somebody who is extremely, extremely knowledgeable in the area and in everything about it.
So, who do you think we're going to have?
Drum roll, Dr. Sarah.
She's coming back next week.
She'll be back. And she's going to talk about that and some other amazing things that we need to talk about that are going to be so good.
Actually, question for you guys.
Yeah.
So this episode will drop Thursday. We're going to kind of update Sarah. Obviously, we're going to have her speak to the abortion topic. Lots to obviously cover with that topic. But if you have any other topic that you want her to cover that we maybe haven't spoke with her about, like definitely shoot us a DM and let us know what you want to hear from an OBGYN.
Yeah.
And we can try to hit it next time she's on too. So
I actually just texted her and now I feel like it's like another straight cannon moment. I just texted her like out of the blue because I separately from you.
Oh, okay. I was like, I'm in that group.
You're
text,
like, uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And my sex drive has been low. I feel like.
Oh, so you're curious to see
I think it might be the wrong birth control like thing for me. So I'm going to talk to her about it next week too because it's a great topic. Yeah.
I'm also been playing with the idea of going off my birth control.
I would love to see what she has to say about that.
Yeah. Just because I think she's like for birth control, which is why I'm curious to talk to her about it, but I'm just really into like cycle syncing recently and how like I want to know more about what workouts you're supposed to do when you're in this phase and like when you're more creative, when you're more like motivated. And I want to be able to like plan my life around that really bad, but it doesn't work very well when you're on synthetic hormones. And so
I'd be interested to see what she says. We'll ask her next week to see what she says, but yeah, I'd be interested because I don't know. I never really loved being on it, but my periods are so bad that my cramps are so horrendous. I can't get off of it. I've tried.
Well,
it doesn't work.
I've been on it for literally almost 20 years.
Oh, Oh, well, I'm like, oh my God.
I'm 35.
They started you early, honey. Holy Hannah. They started earlier than me.
I've been on it since I was like 15, you know.
Same here.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Crazy.
Remember when you thought you were 25? Yeah. I forgot about that too.
Wait.
When we met Aaron, you were like, you go, I'm like, oh, I'm 24. And you're like, I'm 25. I'm like, no, you're not.
Wait, when you just said that, I was like, I am.
No, stop.
How old am I, 26?
You're 26, about to be 27.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there we go. There.
Oh, okay, that makes some more sense.
We should get you a calendar. A calendar to keep on the wall.
I even have my birth date on a lot of things so I can remember. I got a 95 hat and a 95 necklace and I still...
95?
Yeah, I'm fucking
old.
Holy
grandpa.
Yeah.
Oh my God, you were like alive and well in the 2000s.
And people still think you're older than me because I'm so immature.
Oh, shush. Whatever. At least you're fun. Anywho, let's get into the goodies. Let's get into
you're
the
fun,
good stuff.
But yeah, just a bit immature.
Do you want to start with your streaking a moment this week?
Yes.
I feel like you just go, girl.
You know, I was like, do I have one? And I have a few. I could just quick mention funny stuff that happened. So this weekend,
I love this.
I went out and I had a few drinks and I saw this girl. I walked into this bar and her arms are spread wide. Like she's ready to give me a big hug. And to be honest, I do not recognize this girl at all. But you know me, I feel like a lot of times I do forget people's names. Yep. Like I'm really bad, but I remember faces. And to be honest, for a second, I was like, I must know this girl from somewhere.
I'm already
and
awkward.
Instead of asking like, how do I know you? I was just like, I'm going right in for the hug. I'm going right in because she knows me and she wants to hug me. I'll give her a hug back. I go right in for the hug and she's like taken back. And she was like, oh, I'm sorry. Like, and she like points to like her friend that's behind her.
Oh God.
And
oh geez.
Yeah, it's just me. Like I was like, oh well, hugs around, hugs anyway. It was just like one of those awkward moments.
At least you did a really good job of like just getting through the situation. Oh, yeah. I'm just so cringy in those things that I'm like, ha-ha.
And luckily it was like a busy bar. Like, it was fine, but I remember just like walking away thinking like, oh, that was a pretty awkward moment.
That was uncomfy.
For me.
Yeah, you go, oh yeah.
Ben, do you have any straight kind of moments from the weekend?
Oh my God.
We went out together. Ben hit the town.
Yes, we had a great time. I may or may not have blacked out allegedly.
Allegedly.
People say.
Allegedly, I also drank for drink and I was completely fine.
What are you saying?
To be honest, I'm a huge, I'm way lightweight. I can't be drinking. The next day I was out for the count.
Were you really?
Oh my God, really? On Sunday?
Oh, yeah.
On Mother's Day.
Well, my mom's in Arizona.
Oh, yeah, that's
so
right.
All I had to do was FaceTime her and be like, I'm hungover, but happy Mother's Day.
Oh my God. What a son.
I know.
What an award.
Hey, still gonna wish her happy Mother's Day.
Hey, there you go. You got it.
So my straight candid moment is after Soph left, I don't remember any of this. Well, okay, like I'm browning, so I kind of remember little snippets. Apparently, I was walking behind our friend Taylor, and she looks back, and I'm there, and then maybe looks back 15 seconds later, and I'm gone. Nowhere to be seen. This has only happened one other time. In college, when I went out with a bunch of my friends in Des Moines, Iowa, browned out and I don't remember anything except for walking around aimlessly in like downtown Des Moines and in this case, North Loop, Minneapolis. Like,
just completely went the other direction. Just because.
I don't know what my goal was. I don't know where I was planning on going. And my favorite part is Taylor texts me and she asks, "Where did you go?" And my response to her is, to be honest, I have no clue.
Wait, what? What? Oh, Ben. It was just somewhere, just having a time.
Okay, well, Ben, even when you're browned out, you're still like the sweetest little human. And you pretended to be my boyfriend. Do you
really?
Remember that?
No, what? Did I really?
You don't remember
go
that?
Go me. Like,
you're
let's
like,
go.
Plant Daddy would want this. And you're like, this dude like came up and you're like, oh, no, dude, like. I'm with her, like, back.
Wait,
oh,
seriously?
I do remember that. Yeah. I do remember that.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yep. You don't remember
Ben.
And then I was like, I'm fine. Like, I kind of was going to Irish goodbye, but yeah. It didn't work very well. I was like, okay, guys,
did
I
you
bye
get caught?
People. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm going to Uber ride home. Like, I called my Lyft, whatever. And I saw my lift. I'm like, I'm good. Like, I'm good. Ben doesn't remember this, but he was like, there is absolutely no way that you're going to walk to that Uber by yourself. I'm taking you, and we got to make sure it's the right car. He was checking the license plate. He opens the door for me, like kind of like tries to like take my hand and set me in the Uber.
Oh my God, Ben.
And he like sees the Uber driver. He's like, take care of her. And that dude was like, all right. Like, and Ben was like, Plant Daddy would want this.
Are you kidding me? You had absorbed the role of Plant Daddy for the night, and I freaking love so that cute. Shit.
The
I
best,
love that.
The best part is she tells me the next morning, and I have zero recollection of this.
Are you kidding?
But I'm glad my default is to do that.
You know what? Right? God, see, I want more of you. Right? Let's duplicate
it
that.
Was the sweetest.
I want that, huh? God dang.
We have a whole night. I know. And Sid was like trying to come. You got to pick your sister up from the airport.
Yes, I got her from the airport. Sister's back from abroad. Yeah. Holy crap. Like, she got her phone back. Thank God. Well, not her phone. Her phone got stolen right before she came home. But yeah. But I was having, yeah, exactly. But then she thought she lost every single photo from abroad. And like, I mean, imagine that how pissed we'd be. But then imagine the generation one below us. How like excruciatingly like devastating that is. So she actually got part of them back. I don't know how it happened, but she like logged into iCloud and some of them came back, some of them didn't. Anyway, so thank goodness. But I couldn't make it out. I have been having honestly like horrible anxiety about like social settings and social events. And I just couldn't get myself to do it. Like, I don't know if anybody can relate to this, but you get so like worked up throughout the day and you like have this plan of like having a really good time and a really good night to the point that it's so hard to get yourself to do it. I don't understand how it happens, but I talk myself out of and I find literally every single reason not to go.
Yes.
Like all of a sudden. And I don't know why, but I think I've put my finger on it is I've committed to way too many things for other people and that I don't leave time for the things that I want to do with my people. And then, so then I like talk myself out of it because I know I'm tired and I know at this point I'm burnt out, but then it's the only thing I want to go do. So it's just, it's very like confusing.
You know, your body, like you shouldn't go.
Yeah.
So then you're like, feel guilty about it, even though what you need is to just like not worry about that and say no to things. Yeah. And I don't think there's any shame in being like, do you know how many times I say no to things? Like, you always just say yes.
I know.
And like, there should be absolutely no guilt. Like, yes, you're having anxiety about it, but you should be able to stay home and just have a night to yourself.
Oh, I didn't want to though.
I know, but you needed to.
But I needed to. That's what my body was telling me. I just want people to realize out there, because we haven't said this in a really long time, is you can see everybody on social media doing their thing, like posting the best of the best, literally highlighting their like best life to the T, like living the dream. And you do not have any idea the shit that goes on behind closed doors, behind when they put their phone down, when you're not around, when the camera's not there. There's shit in everybody's lives that we don't want to address. There's things that are going on that make us feel terrible and we never show it. And I try to be better about sharing it on social media and on here, but it's not fun to rehash and relive things. Yeah. Like, I can only be so real because once I've moved on from something, I don't want to talk about it anymore. Yeah. I don't want to get real again and get raw again. It's like, I feel gross. You know what I mean? So anyway, I just wanted to, if anybody's relating to that, take a few steps back. Don't do the most anymore and actually prioritize the things you want to do. Okay. Like for real, for real. On a lighter note, two things. One, went up to the cabin this weekend. Excuse me. Ariana's birthday. And we had a little tequila. And then we had a little more tequila. And then I had a little fireball. Yeah, that's right. Fireball shot. And then all of a sudden, we danced until 4 in the morning. And honey, this girl can twerk.
I haven't been up until 4 in a long time.
This girl can twerk. Really? I swear I can. After dark, with a lot of tequila, I can twerk. Yeah. Apparently I can dance, but then again, everybody had their drunk goggles on. So I don't actually know if I can
dance.
Were
they like, Sid, they were like, twerk.
Oh, Sid, go, you can twerk, dude. But everyone's like, yay. Like we were all we danced for like no joke. And I'm not exaggerating, 8 hours.
That's just dance. So cute.
We play music and we all just dance. It's so funny. And some people will like, it'll be all funny. Like everyone will be like kind of moving their hips, waiting for the song to start. And then someone will kind of like jump to the center and like kind of like do something fun and like be like loud and proud about it. And we're like, woo!
Was it all girls or was there? Oh, it was
everybody's
guys
boyfriends too.
Too.
Yeah. Yeah. We're all so close that like,
was
we
Jordan
don't give
there
a crap.
With you? No, he saw you twerking?
No, he didn't get to. I think someone sent a video. I think someone sent a video. He had to, yeah.
Better have seen that.
He had an event going on. Anyway, the other thing is holy crap, we got eyes everywhere.
Oh, I bet.
Everywhere.
So. Why?
Like people are everywhere because
I'm nervy.
No, last night I thought I was being so sneaky. Oh. I snuck to the Loop. Okay, yeah, there I said I snuck to the Loop because it was my friend Darton's birthday and it was only four of us.
I was like, too.
God dang it. I'm like, yeah, Darton, I'll go with you. Even though it's a Sunday night on Mother's Day, I'm going to the Loop. Oh my God, it's way too bright in here. But we were all sitting at the bar and I hear, Sydney, is that you? I'm like, oh, for
I know sakes. Exactly.
I'm like, God dang it. Anyway, he's so nice. He just, this person we both mutually know, has saw me at the bar and then he texted Soph. Yeah, so it's taking shots. Oh, he DM'd, yeah, sorry.
He DM'd and goes, where are you at? Me and Sid are taking shots. I was like,
it was 9 p.m. on Sunday. And I go, I think you have the wrong girl.
I'm like, so anyway, she texted me this morning. She's like, there's no way you were at the Loop taking shots last night. And I was like, okay, hold on. I was there temporarily. I was not ripping shots on a Sunday night. My God.
Did he buy you guys shots?
No, he didn't. Oh, okay. He wanted us to stay and take more. And I was already,
that's
was
his
like,
go-to.
Peace, I got to go. Yeah.
Across the table. They're like shots. And I'm like, who's this from? They're like the man down at the end. And I see it. I'm like, what up?
You do one of these.
I'm like, what's up, bro?
How you doing?
You're like, thank you.
He's everywhere.
He is. Yeah. I know. But I'm like, oh my God, of course. The one time I leave my home this weekend, people know, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? Like, they're like, hey, Sid, where were you? Oh, I saw Sid there. I also met a Straight Candid fan. Shout out. You know who you are. You're amazing. I don't know if I should say your name or not, but she was so excited. And she's like, she loves us.
Where'd you meet her?
At the Loop.
Oh, cute.
Yeah. People were there ripping it up, you guys. Like, this on is Sunday? Like, oh, yeah.
Was there like a game happening or
no,
what?
No. Games are done. People were just there living. Living the dream.
Living.
I want to live my life on a Sunday at the Loop. Holy crapola.
I want to see you twerk.
I'll show you sometime.
Okay.
This weekend, maybe, if you're good.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Lowe's knows you've got a job to do, and we help get it done. With the MyLowe's Pro Rewards program, eligible members save more. With volume discounts on qualifying orders through a quote of $2,000 or more. Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Offer can't be combined with any other discount, contract, and or special pricing. Exclusions, more terms, and restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
All right.
You have to behave, though.
If you're good.
I saw your face go.
I was like.
I can't with your septum.
I know.
Septum.
Should I take it out?
No, I like it. It's just so cute. I just keep staring at it.
I could do it on the side.
You could try it on the side for the rest of the episode so we could see it. Okay. Anyway, you guys, very, very good topic today. But I have one question I want to ask Soph before we roll into it. A candid question, if you will.
A candid question.
Yeah, we're going to start doing these. Sophie. Question for you. Does everyone need stop? It's good laughing at me over there. Stop.
See,
it.
No, he's laughing at me touching my boobs.
Why?
She had her like hand just down her. I was just looking at the camera and all you see is just Soph just
the thing is
digging for gold down there or something.
People watch these after. Like, it's like people see you doing these things.
I know. And that's why I go, Sid, it's always funny when like, because you're really good at looking at the camera and like doing these like, you know, and I'm the one that's hand on the shirt. Okay.
Oh, I used to pick my nose out almost every episode. Anyway, does everyone need a hookup phase?
Okay. Candid question. Does everyone need a hookup phase? Okay. This is definitely an entire podcast mm-hmm. that we will have to talk about in the future. Mm-hmm. Does everyone need the hoe phase?
Yeah.
Should we call it the hoe phase?
Yeah, we can.
I like the hoe phase.
This off your yes. Oh God, it's really stuck on there. Hold on. Oh my God.
I'm just going to keep talking.
Okay.
Does everyone need a hoe phase? I think you should call it a hoe phase instead of a hookup phase because I think it doesn't necessarily need to be like a hookup phase where you're actually having sex with people, but you do need a moment where you're single and dating more than one person and seeing who you like and who you dislike. So yes, I think everyone needs a hoe phase.
Okay.
What do you think?
Honestly, I think everybody needs a phase. Yes. Because like you said, you don't need to be like hooking up with everybody mm-hmm. every single night, but you need to be kind of, I don't know, like trying out different people, honestly, overlap. I know that's not like the right thing to say, but it's like if you're starting to get to know people and you don't know which one to choose, you have the right to be talking to multiple people as long as you've not disclosed to someone like you're the only person I'm talking to. Yep.
Tell me
try
about
it
your,
out.
Tell me about your hoe face. Oh. I'll define mine and then you define yours.
I don't know if this is a good idea. You kind of caught me off guard.
You want me to go first?
Yeah.
Okay. So like I would define my hoe face as I literally, Snapchat was my shit. I had so many dudes on Snap and it wasn't like sexual, but I would be talking to, like if I had took a cute, like a thirst trap, like I looked good, I would send it to literally, I would have the names, 10 people. I would go check, 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 check. And it was 10 guys that I was consistently talking to.
Okay, amazing.
And all of them, you know, would like, you know, respond and try to text me and I would just snap here, snap there. And meet up with them if they were out. And every single guy wanted more because none of them were getting like all of me, you know, because I wasn't just talking to them. And I feel like the hoe phase actually helps you kind of get men and like kind of capture these men because they're like, oh, I'm not getting enough. Like she doesn't care about me. It's like, oh, I want to try harder.
Because you're sidetracked.
Yeah.
Because you're like,
I don't really care. And they can just sense the energy of that person being like, I don't need you, you know? Yeah. So that was my hoe phase. I mean, I really didn't sleep around. I just loved like the Snapchat attention. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're
but
saying. Wait,
I did have a phase where like, I mean, no, I really didn't. I would like talk to guys and date guys, but I
didn't. I was going to say, I was a more dater too, yeah. To be honest. But did you ever have a time when you tried to snap those people, like your little thirst trap pic and it went in a group chat?
No, but I have instead had a girl. I had had that happen to someone.
Okay, I swear, because I was gonna say I know it was either you or
someone
you knew.
Else.
I don't know who it was, but can you imagine? Ooh,
yeah. Wait, yeah, someone who told us this, but they were snapping all their guy friends. Sorry, all the guys they were talking to, thinking it was, you know, each of them got an individual Snapchat of for like her sexy picture, and instead of sending it individually to all the men, she made a group chat, and the dudes were like, what the F? And then they like bonded over that and she left the group chat. Then they still talked about her.
They were talking about her literally like snap DMing like, oh my God, wait, how long has she been talking to you guys? Yeah. Like all this stuff. It was so bad. Yes.
Red-handed.
I'm like, oh, that would be horrid. Okay. Leaving chat. Peace. I feel like I did something similar, but I would just like text a lot of people. I went on a lot of like first dates for a little while there,
really?
But it was exhausting. Yeah, it was so tiring.
I hate first dates.
It was just
dates.
And sometimes you didn't know. Honestly, sometimes I was like, I can't tell if this is like a like mingling, like hang out with like a friend or if they think that it's going to go somewhere. Mm. So that's kind of why I stopped doing that. But for a while, like college was like the ultimate, like talking to multiple people
ultimate
at the same time. I would. Yeah, I'm the same way though. I was more of a relationship person. I would usually catch the guy doing something like a little bit worse than what I was doing. And then I'd be like, no, I'm not interested in you anymore. And then I'd leave. So like, thankfully I didn't go any deeper than that, but yeah, a little bit post-college too, I would say.
The best part.
A little bit post-college.
Yeah. Same. When I'm single, when I'm single, there's always like a spectrum of a hoe phase.
Yeah.
Like what, why not?
I know.
But I was just going to say, and the best part about a hoe phase is you don't have to have sex with the people because it's almost more fun to like, if you're out and you see one guy and you're like, oh, hey, and you chat for a little bit and they're like interested and you keep it to yourself. And then they're like, ugh.
Yeah. It's
damn
it. Flirt. Hoe phase can mean flirting, whatever it means to you. And also just wanted to note, it does not fulfill whatever issues you have going on. If that's what you're like doing it for, if you're trying to use it for like attention purposes, I swear to you, you'll feel the same when you wake up in the morning. Like, do not do it for that. Like, do it for you. Have fun with it. Mm-hmm. And just like whatever you want to do with that, you go do it, sister, because we've all done it and I really think it helps. So those are my thoughts.
So we will have an episode or future podcast about like thriving when you're single, because now that we're both in relationships, people are like, what do we do? We're single.
I know.
We still got you. Believe us. We've been single for a long time.
I've been around the block a time or two. Yeah. Okay.
So you just wait.
I hope Jordan's not listening.
we'll be back.
I'm totally kidding. Jordan. You guys, I'm not that crazy. Wink. Did you see that in the camera? Okay. So we have something so wonderful, so divine for you that we're going to prepare.
So divine.
I'm pretending I'm cooking because I keep seeing these tomatoes on your screen. But we are going to talk about the post-grad survival guide, the tools that you need to survive college and the tools that you need to survive post-college, because I think majority of us are in post-college that are listening right now, wherever you are right now.
Or you're in college, you're about to graduate, maybe you still need to know this. Like what we wish we learned in college that would have helped us survive and thrive post-graduation.
Yeah.
So yes, we're going to call it the post-grad survival guide.
One thing is, If you did not go to college, you are fine. This will still help you. If you did not go to college, you went to some other form of schooling, whether it be military, whether it be trade school, whatever it is, or whether it be straight into work, lifestyle changes still happened, right? So these are the things that helped us moving from that transition period into the what I'll call the real world, right? We're in the real world right now. Yep. If you're not, you goddamn bastard, you just soak up that college life. My God.
Did you just say bastard? I haven't heard that word bastard. In a long time.
I don't know. I just saw it on TV, I think. And I was like, I just want to use it.
IRL, in real life. I just figured out what that meant the other day. So,
can I read you two things? Because I wrote these out before this and it's a little bit depressing, but in a good way. So I wrote out a day in the life of my life, a usual life day in college. And then I wrote out a day in my life now.
Okay.
Side by side, just okay. In one sentence. Okay. I'm going to read them to you. Okay. Here we go. Okay. So this is a day in the life of my college life. I woke up around 11 a.m., sprinted to class late for with my best friend, got a coffee, which made me even more late, got home, took a nap, got up and made a Pop-Tart or a lasagna in the microwave, get another coffee, rocking to class a little bit early. I got there about 15 minutes early, write my paper while I'm waiting for class to start, do class, go home, either an app here or watch a little Dexter or Shameless, and then go out with your friends, get dinner, and then you go get some more drinks pregame, go out, and then pizza.
Pizza.
That was a normal day in the life of college. Now let me take you into my reality now, okay?
Okay.
Stay along. Post-college, wake up at around 6 a.m. You either go work out or you just sleep in and snooze your alarm 400 times. You still make a coffee. You maybe do some emails. You get ready. You go to work for a really long time. You come home, make a snack, maybe see a friend or maybe just do a little more work, go on a walk, watch Ozarks, go to bed.
Yep. Pretty accurate.
That is the life of the transition.
And there's a lot of stuff that goes in between those transitions that you wish you would have known.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Let's go back and forth. Five things.
Bring it back.
Or like a few things. I like that though, because we'll kind of incorporate it into what we're about to talk about.
Yeah.
What you wish you would have learned in college.
Oh my God. There's so many
things. So why don't we go back and forth? You start with one that you got.
Okay. Comparison kills. It literally never goes away. You will just have to get better at not comparing yourself to other people.
Like, love that.
Literally, I'm talking everything under the sun, which you honestly maybe have wrote this one down too. Comparing how your body looks, comparing what other people are doing for their work or their degree that they're in, comparing
salaries.
Yep. Comparing how many friends people have, how many people they've dated or they do date. Literally, it kills. It's not reality. You don't know the truth of, or the half of it. So just get better at not comparing.
Yes, because it's always there. There's always going to be someone that you think is better or more successful.
Absolutely. Every time.
Love that.
Yeah.
Obviously, you have this one written down, too. This is what a lot of you listeners wrote in, but managing finances and doing your taxes.
Oh, my God.
Absolutely no idea in college. I didn't learn a goddamn thing. My parents also never really talked to me about finances, budgeting, money. So the best tip I could give you right now is go back and listen to the episode with Callan, which is episode 64. She shared some tips for finances. Honestly, listen to this podcast. If you're in college and you're about to graduate, it'll change your life. And also she recommends a book in there called, what's it called?
I'm blanking on the name of the book.
I Will Teach You to Be Rich.
Yes.
Richard something.
Ramit.
Not Richard.
Okay, wait.
I Will Teach You to Be Rich.
There we go.
It'll help you. It just pretty much says like start early, okay? Like 401k stuff, plain and simple, Roth IRAs, etc.
The one thing I would say from that is look at your credit card statement. Look at it. It's there.
Callan goes into that too.
Yeah, it's looming, but look at it. Like, don't avoid it. I avoided it mine all of college, and then I got out, and I was like, oh, God. Wow, that's what it looks like when you just get $2 pizza every night and just get it every single night. For years. So I'm like, I'm broke. Anyway, okay. Real life has its struggles and money does not grow on trees. It's kind of the same thing. So start learning, literally just keep learning, keep getting a mentor, start investing, start networking. That was like my main one that I started. And honestly, like get in a club, whether you're in college or you're post-college. I know that sounds crazy. I've been in an advertising club for a few years. It helps like keep you on the networking train and like keeps you networked because you just like sometimes go to events or sometimes get emails with people on there. In college, I kid you not, it was the best decision I ever made senior year is to be a part of a club.
Oh, I like that. Like
literally just like a school club because it's so important to just like start. If you actually care about the degree that you're getting, start giving a little bit more. You know what I mean?
I was the president of the public health club, if you're wondering.
Oh, excuse.
Honestly, I cared way too much about school, you guys.
Did you actually? I did. Yeah, you got like a 4.0 or something.
I had a 4.0 president of public health club. I am book smart, but I haven't used a goddamn thing.
Okay.
So I'm telling you right now, it doesn't matter that much.
Don't do the things you think you're supposed to do.
Okay, like, back to our list.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to go along with what you just said.
Okay.
Learn, because networking is so important, but also we never learned in college how to sell yourself.
Oh,
and I think that is important in everything you do after college. That could be like, you know, negotiating your salary. It could be, I don't know, what else can you think of, Sid? We're selling yourself, charging what you're worth, you know,
your
and
resume.
You're not working for free. Like, you need to be able to sell yourself. Like, no more working for free. Know what you're worth, charge what you think you're worth.
Yep. Resume, like build your resume, like use big words, make it sound big and large and in charge.
And I've also never had to use a resume. So there's like two different sides. So I like that you're the business side, because I just sell myself with clients and it's like imposter syndrome, but I know what I'm worth. So I charge what I think I should charge.
And you can, and you do, and you should. Yeah. Seriously.
Okay.
Okay. Make friends with the people in your circles of classes and clubs. If you're in college, get in a damn club. Like I said before, these are the people in your profession that can help you down the road. And these are the people you should care about versus like the athletes or the people you think are cool or the people that you're partially friends with only when you go out. Like, make friends outside of your normal circle. My God, it's only time you're all going to be living under this one little area in the same age group. And these people are in your profession. They're the ones that can help you get a job down the road. Your professors, make friends with them. They're the ones that can support you. If you have a question in your career, anything, like it's so important. Like,
yeah. Professors, why not? Especially.
Yeah.
I remember reaching out to my professor after I graduated and seeing if she had like jobs in mind or like as your reference. And yeah, it was very helpful.
Yes.
I'm realizing yours is a little more in college. Mine's post-college, but we're going to keep going. It's fine.
I guess people will understand.
Okay. So post-college, something that I didn't learn in college. One is being busy does not equate to being productive. And I really like that point, because I also think people that follow this hustle culture, they're like, oh, they work 80 hours a week. They're rising, grinding. But to be honest, that doesn't equate to success at all. In fact, the people that are working 8 hours a week in a corporate job that are grinding, 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 there's probably a lot of busy work involved. So why don't we all, I mean, I know we all want to work less and make more. Like, that's pretty much the goal. But why are people thinking that hustle culture, working so goddamn hard and burning out and ruining your mental health, is what's going to make you successful? Because it's honestly not.
Because it's what other generations did.
Yep.
That's why. Like, literally, that's why people think that's the norm. It's every other generation, like, hustled to the top, stayed in a career for life so that they could, you know, get the benefits of the company at the top and whatever. It doesn't work like that anymore. It does not work like that anymore at all. I wrote down, address your mental health while you're in college or after. Like, don't pretend. Yeah. Don't pretend it's not there. Yep. Like, if you feel like you might have anxiety, you got something going on, address it right away. Like, because it doesn't just get easier. You get more things on your plate. You get more responsibilities. You grow up. All of a sudden you have a phone bill and all these other things that you might've already had. And you need to just, you need to address it. I had free care in college and I used it senior year.
Yep.
That's it.
That is such a good point. Use those those resources now. Build up like that mental health toolkit so you have ideas and ways to cope when you are out of college. So definitely take advantage of that. And that's something we didn't learn in college. Like, why it is so important to take care of your mental and physical health. Like, sleep.
So
honestly,
bad.
Plan your day around your sleep. Yeah. Then plan your day.
Yeah.
What time do you have to go to bed? What time do you have to wake up to get your 7 or 8 hours? I'll tell you right now, most of the population needs more than 6 hours of sleep. So plan your day with your sleep schedule. You'll be more productive. More productive means more successful. It doesn't mean how long you're working.
Yep. God, mic drop to that, honey.
Jeez. I do plan my day around sleep. That's why I literally rush out of here so I can be in bed by 8:45.
Well, good.
Because I have to wake up early.
I know. So like, and you have to. You need your sleep. So there. Boom. Okay.
Do you have another one?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I will just say this because I wish I would have known this in college. Try to find something that excites you, not what you think is going to make you money.
Woo!
And I'm saying this post-college too, because it's like, this is what I kind of realized. all the teachers were so passionate about what they were talking about because they loved what they did, and it was something that excited them. That's why they went on from their careers to teach also that same skill set to somebody. You need to find something that excites you. The money will come. It will come. It just takes time. And I will tell you right now, you're only going to want to put passion, time, and money, which you would have to do all of those things, into something that you care about and something that excites you and something you want to work at.
Yeah.
So do it now. I wish I would have spent my hungover Sundays after going to get breakfast, of course, getting freaking good at something that excites me. I'm serious. Mm-hmm. Like, why did I not think to use that time wisely? It's free time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or just start trying things. Like, I don't know what I like. Maybe I'll get a camera. I'll rent one from the school. Start taking photos. I really didn't like that. I'm just going to go try to learn how to, I don't know, get a personal training license or certificate.
License.
Certified. God, whatever. You know what I'm trying to say.
I'm going to bounce right off of this, Sid, because I have something written down very similar. It's okay to take risks, especially now, like right after college. Take the risk now. Move to a new city. Apply for a job that you might not feel qualified for. Maybe a job that sounds fun, that you're passionate about. Don't stay put in a company right after college that you hate working for. You don't need your whole life mapped out right away after college. You take the risk when you have the plenty of time to actually make up for them if something doesn't work out.
Yeah.
Now's the time to do it. And everyone will tell you to play it safe. Your parents will. My parents did.
Mine did.
And you don't have to follow that path just because it's the easy thing to do. Because I'll tell you right now, like, I did have a safe job after college. Hated my life. Had really bad anxiety. I still have bad anxiety. Obviously y'all know that, but, I'm doing what I love right now. I still get stressed, but I'm making more than I would have made at my health insurance job. And know that there's more than one stream of income. If you're like, I need to make this much money, pick a job that you like. It's just one stream of income. You can have all other streams. So don't focus so much on the money aspect of the job you want after college. Or if you're in a job right now and you're like, fuck, I hate it. Maybe it's your sign.
Maybe it's your sign, literally. Or if you're on a career path and you hate it, switch. Just switch. Because if you're not too, you know, what I'll say is too late, where your credits are all going to get messed up and you're going to have to stay another year, just try something else. Or take a
side
class.
Hustle.
Yeah. Or take a class in something that's interesting to you or whatever it is. You know what I mean? And then go on through. I will tell you right now, we were talking about this before the episode started. You do not need this exact degree unless it's a set area of work, right? Like a doctorate or whatever it is, to get a certain job. Experience is what's going to get you the job. Like, experience it through and through, showing and proving I did this is what's going to get you a job.
Like, what's scary?
Hands down. What?
What if you are someone that goes through nursing or the med school and you get to that point where you're like, I hate it. Like, you had your life planned out for you since, I remember those people freshman year in college, they had all their classes figured out. They had everything to the T of when they're supposed to take it, when they're supposed to start their internship, when they graduate, when they start their little, I don't know, whatever the hell they do after. But what do you do at that point? Like, you spend all this money.
I mean, you just, I would grind until I pay off all the loans that I just took out. And then I don't know. Yeah. I'd start like embroidery or something. I don't know. Maybe that would be kind of fun.
Then
I knew something.
I was going to ask you in general, just your take on all this, but I feel like you're going to have some wise words. So what you got, boy?
Yeah. I mean, to answer the question that's up right now, I think someone said it on the live before this before we started shooting, the degree is like the entry into everything else. And then after that, it's experience. So like, if you go and you start med school and you're like, wow, I hate this. Like, the fact that you even have a degree puts you ahead of the curve, because now no matter what, you can apply for a job and say, I got this piece of paper, give me the job. And then you can work your way. I always believe if there's a will, there's a way kind of thing. So if you really work hard, you can pay off that debt. You can go find out what you want to do. I love everything you guys are saying. Like, I agree with so much of it. And being kind of the guy that, like, I went to school and I didn't graduate and get like a traditional, you know, job, and I'm doing pretty well for myself.
You didn't graduate.
I did graduate.
Okay.
Sorry, I probably said that wrong. I graduated and didn't get a traditional job.
Yes.
Yeah, yep. There it is. Yep.
There it is. Yep. There it
Take
is.
Us through that process a little bit, actually. Yeah.
Very anxiety ridden. Mm-hmm.
Your parents were concerned right away?
Mainly my mom. My dad was always kind of supportive, because I grew up, my dad, I love him to pieces. My dad works so much, like gets up at 5 a.m. and sometimes doesn't start working until like 6 or 7 p.m. But he was always like, I'm going to work hard so I can give my kids like the best life that they can have. And so I know that he like loves me, but I always looked at that and I was like, I don't want to do that. I want, if I do work from 5 a.m. to 7 p.m., I want it to be something I love. And so kind of my two things I'd love to add on there is, number one, college should be a place where you find out what you love. And sometimes that's really hard to remember because there's so many parties and there's so many things that you can go out and do and all the friends
that
hang out.
You have to pick a major.
Yeah, you have to pick a major. And sometimes too, like for me, there was nothing college really offered to lead me down the path to where I wanted to go. And that was okay. But I figured that out because I started like, I thought I was interested in film and I joined the film club and I was like, whoa, this isn't making YouTube videos. I don't want that. I want like to talk into a camera and like make something more informal, not like a whole film. Yeah. For a while, I was super into photography and doing like photo shoots. I don't know if you guys even know that, but no. I was doing,
I don't remember that at all.
Oh my gosh. Remind me. I have so many photos. Like I literally DM'd like every Iowa photographer I could find and just be like, yo, like I know a lot about social media. I'll do free consultations for you guys. And like you guys just take some photos of me. And it was like a great mutual experience where I got to test this out, figured out it was definitely not for me. But
wait, this is amazing. I need to see these.
Those things built up to where I am now.
Yes.
Yep. So
everything.
Yeah. And so that's what I'd recommend is like college is that time. But also when you graduate, it doesn't stop there. You can still continue. What I'm doing right now is not what I was doing a year ago. Mm-hmm. So
just for people who don't know, what do you do right now?
Oh my gosh.
I love hearing. I remember when I was like trying to figure out what I wanted to do. I like to know what other people did for jobs.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Because I was like, what are the options? And so what do you do? Number one, two, do you think you're making more than you would have made at a typical 9-to-5?
Way more than I would have made at a typical 9-to-5.
Yeah.
But
it wasn't like that. Like last year, this time, I was making like very little money. Mm-hmm. I actually started working a little bit more of a traditional job, just doing freelance for a social media agency. Okay. But I was able to quit because things like kind of ramped up because I just never gave up. Like, so for the listeners, I make TikToks and get paid for it. It's great. Instagram's awesome about paying their creators right now. I also own a large network of meme accounts where I help music artists promote their music on it. So like anything that blows up on TikTok will get a ton of streams. So I'm trying to do that for music artists on Instagram. On top of that, I help with podcast production and I just create content. Like I have my own podcast, things like that.
And he works. You do work hard, but it's what you like to do.
You work a lot and you know a lot. Like a lot. I feel like you are almost, I'm not gonna lie, an expert in the area. And you don't use the word lightly though. Like expert is literally if you know everything about an area and you continue to stay up on the learnings and you could just like school anybody in that area, you literally are an expert in social media and like creation. It's scary.
Random idea, but you should make like an online e-course.
Yeah, you should.
Have you thought of it?
Yes. So many people have told me that. It's just not, it's very hard for me to tell people what to do and then they don't listen.
Like
if that
me,
makes sense.
Like me and Sid. You're like, you need to make two TikToks a week. We're like, we made one after a month and a half.
Hey, that's fine. And it's like,
we're getting there.
Cause sometimes people tell me to do things and I don't do it because you know, I'm like, it's just human nature.
If me and Sid didn't have other jobs, we would do everything we did.
Oh my God.
Start to finish. So when we can quit, if we were to ever just take this full time, you tell us what to do and I promise. I'll do it.
That's where we're going, baby.
I'll be kissing your little toes. I'm swear to God, I will.
I'll suck your toes.
Okay. Whatever you want. I'm scared.
One more thing. Yeah. And then I want this to go back to you guys.
You add great stuff. So that's why we need to ask.
Of course. And this is another like things that you should know. College does a terrible job at building a love to learn. And I think that's so important. Like everything that I'm doing, I figured out that I love to learn about virality and how to make things go viral and like what it means to have a viral piece of content. And I pretty much consume every day like things that can help me discover it even more or things that can. And that's part of the reason why I'm able to do the things that I do for you guys, for myself, for other people. And college will burn your like learning muscle out so bad because you're taking all these classes that suck. But I would encourage a lot of people like go and actively try to learn to love learning or learn to love learning something that you actually care about.
I love that.
So good.
It was I had a mentor tell me that one time, and I haven't thought of it in a really long time. That's like a reminder I needed. That doesn't mean reading a boring article about something that you don't care about, because there's your flag right there. When I used to try to force myself,
well, that's what I'm saying. That's why we don't like reading, is because I used to have to read textbooks all same the time. I just bought a Colleen Hoover book.
Oh, you did? Oh my God. Okay. Can't wait to hear about this and read it after. But I used to have to read, I tried to read about healthcare, and I'm like, why am I falling asleep? I can't do this. Like, I can't figure it out. It's because I didn't care. I care about people's health and well-being. I don't care about healthcare. I'm sorry, I don't. It's a mess. But I'm telling you right now, I cared about like creative things. Like I cared about how things looked and how people built websites. And I cared about how why things were prettier than others and why people chose this versus that. Like those things I care about. Like and how somebody could take like a bag of like protein powder and make it this like it brand. Like those are like so interesting to me, but I have to tell you this because I thought of this weekend because my like career came full circle right before this podcast. Cause I knew we were going to talk about it. I started cause I wanted to do broadcast journalism, exited that. Okay. See you later. And then I went over what? Oh my God. What?
Keep going.
Okay. Okay. Well, I was like, exit that. See you later. I went over oh my God. You have chills. I get it. I know what you're thinking. I went over, I did a internship with, a marketing company called Fallon. It was an agency. Right. And I remember I was an account whatever person, because I was like, I'm not creative enough. I'm not smart enough. I'm not smart enough to be the one creating things. I'm not a drawer or a, you know what I mean? An editor. I'm none of those things. Right. So I went into healthcare because I didn't know what I was good at. I didn't believe I was good at anything. And I knew I wasn't a creator in those senses. And then I started to realize I have creativity and I can create. And that degree that I wanted to do at one point about broadcast journalism actually ended up being my tool and my reason I thought maybe I could try being behind a mic. Mm-hmm. And now I'm behind a mic being a creator, almost like a broadcaster, but in the polar opposite way that I would have done on TV and the 1,000% best way that I've ever done it and whatever.
Thank God, you can be candid, baby.
I can be real.
Can say whatever the fuck you want.
Yes, bitch. Oh, that felt good.
And the healthcare, you probably were like, okay, healthcare, like I like being healthy.
I like being
healthy.
And
now you're doing the podcast along with a job at Lifetime, which is fitness and also diving into your creativity.
And I'm doing creative things. I'm on the shoots. They're asking me for my advice. They're asking me for my strategic planning.
So sick.
My strategic mind. And all these times and all these reasons I said, no, I can't do that job, or I won't do that job, or I'm not going to take that job in California doing ad work because I don't think I'm creative enough and smart enough. I was literally the only barrier in my way from having a successful next steps or forward life or job in general. It was literally me.
You stopping you.
Yep.
Yep.
100%.
It's just all these preconceived thoughts that you had about yourself that weren't true.
Oh my God. So just go fucking do it. God.
Oh, wow.
Sorry. I just had an epiphany.
That is such a cyclical cycle. Is that the word I'm looking for? But wow.
Isn't that, but like, I don't know. It's just like, wow, I battled myself that long just to come back to exactly where I thought I wanted to be at one point. And I'm here, I'm doing it.
Yeah.
And now we're, oh,
wow.
I just got chills.
I wish I'm going to be honest. I wish I had this podcast when I was a senior in college right now to listen to this, because I do think I'm not toot our own horn, but I feel like there's a lot of pieces of advice in that. So
yeah, I think so too.
I hope you guys got something out of
that. I'm sweating because I'm excited. I don't know. I'm just like weird.
Ben, first of all, what do we have for time? Sorry to
you tell us.
We're at about 45 minutes right now.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Very nice.
Should we do a listener moment?
Yeah, I think we should.
Because I was going to say we could talk about friend stuff, I think, which is also a whole nother topic.
I think so too.
But I think that could be in a different podcast, because I do believe the friendships out of college do take a lot more work than they were in college. Like Sid mentioning how she went to class with her best friend every day. It's like you actually have to form connections and keep connections when you're outside of, you know, a little petri dish of all your friends.
Literally all of
like,
you.
Like I still struggle with trying to make sure I get coffee with someone that I haven't seen in a couple days or couple months.
I was going to say a couple days. So I'm like, you're fine.
I had to do one social thing every month right now. It's bad.
Can I just say one thing that I wish I would have said that has nothing to do with friends?
Absolutely.
I just wanted to say no one is talking about you, and I know it's hard, and no one's talking about how hard it is. Like, you know, like having that pressure on you, like, right. You're like, oh, everyone's looking at me and like, I'm not doing as much, or like that girl's not nice to me. Like, no one is talking to you. I hope people are talking to you.
No one's talking to you.
No, boo. No, nobody is talking about you. Like, don't even let that be in your realm of worry. That's not worth your time. Like, we always used to worry about in high school and then in college of, like, people talking about us and talking shit about us and stuff like that.
Also,
fucking pish posh.
I like that because it's like even body image. Like, no one's looking at you as much as you look at yourself and like pick apart yourself too. So I really do like that piece of advice because in college especially, it's like everything you do, you think is being seen by everyone. Yeah. But in reality, everyone else is worried about themselves.
They're all worried.
Thinking the same goddamn shit. So
nobody's going to remember what you did last night. I swear to God, nobody will. Nobody will. Even if you embarrass the shit out of yourself, learn it. Use it as a learning experience. Move on.
I know. I remember in college, people were being like, oh, I can't black out anymore. Like, I made a fool of myself. I'm like, everyone else is blacked out too. No one cares.
No one cares, dude. Nobody cares.
No.
No one cares. Oh, anyway, I had to leave that with that.
Yeah,
but we will talk about the friendship thing because I think that's so important.
Yeah. This was a little more career driven, but I kind of liked it. It was what was needed, I think.
I think so too.
All right. So we obviously have a listener straight kind of moment written in. This one's funny. Sid hasn't seen it yet.
Okay.
Neither has Ben. So you guys are ready. Okay, so she goes, all right, ladies, first of all, I love you. And second of all, I live for all these listener stories. So my big bearded boyfriend had a straight candid moment happen this past week, and I knew I needed to share it on his behalf. So we're from New York, you know, busy streets, lots of walking and a lot of Uber rides. Well, my boyfriend went out for happy hour with some of his coworkers, and he decided to grab an Uber ride rather than walk on the way home. Well, my big burly boyfriend hopped in a car and started directing this lady to our apartment. He said she seemed a little nervous and uptight, but thought she must have just been a new Uber driver. She was asking questions like, where are we headed? Where are we going? But my boyfriend just continued to direct her. Wait for it. So he hops out of the Uber and was about to rate the ride and then realized his actual Uber had canceled. Y'all, my boyfriend freaking car hijacked an older woman in her car and definitely scared her to death.
Oh, no.
He had no way of getting a hold of her to apologize. I just cannot imagine what was going through her head. My boyfriend and I had a laugh, but also like a cry laugh because we felt so bad.
Oh, my God.
Oh, well, anyways, hope you guys enjoy.
Oh, my God. Oh, so bad. This poor lady was freaking out.
Where are we going?
Where are we going? A left here, okay. Like,
turn left.
A left here, okay.
But like, I'm imagining like him on his phone, just kind of like being like left. Like, and she's probably just like, oh my gosh. But he was like preoccupied probably. And
she was either scared shitless or thought it was like the president, dude.
Right?
Oh my God, the poor woman. Her worry. I could just feel the tension and the scared feeling.
She had a straight candy moment. She probably got home to her husband and she was like, some dude just hopped in my car and thought he was going to kill me.
Oh my God. If she wasn't a hermit already, I mean, she's probably a hermit now. I'm serious. I'd never leave my house after that. Can you imagine you get inside, you know, like you're against the door and you're like, oh my God.
And like, I want a picture of this dude because I know it shouldn't all be looks, but like if it was a girl, she would probably have been like, oh, like, excuse, can I help me? You? But like, it's so interesting that she added in the fact that he was like a big burly boyfriend.
Bearded
man. So I
was
just like,
bearded man. I was like, oh, beard. Okay. Interesting.
I was imagining Jordan.
You know, Sam. I was like, oh, bearded man. Okay. Jordan's riding in the car. He's not that scary.
So
like,
to be honest, I'm just Jordan wrote that.
Stop. If it was, I'd be like, excuse me. What the hell? That is hilarious. It's okay. It's like sad hilarious because, oh God, I can't even dive in. I can't. Oh, okay. All right. Can you imagine though? Okay. Oh, sorry.
I can't imagine.
No, me either.
I can't imagine. That was me signaling to Sid. I'm like, I'll start it this time.
She did like an eyebrow to me and I was like, oh, yes, yes.
We're starting to learn a little sign language so we can communicate. Just kidding. We should though. It's actually smart. Okay. So before we wrap this podcast up, we do have a little something to share. You know, something. Summer is here. The sun is shining and your man's balls are smoother than Timothy Shemlett's chest. I don't know who that is.
Shelmay.
Timothy
Shelmay.
Who is it? Show me a
pic. Oh my God.
He's an actor. Oh my gosh. I'll pull
up. He's like a big deal.
I probably know who he is. I'm bad with names. Remember?
He jerked off with a peach in a movie. You know that, right?
No.
Yeah.
Okay, show me a picture and I'll move on with this ad. Picture yourself all cheeked up on the beach this summer with not a hair in sight peeking from that your bikini line or his trunks. Skip the Brazilian this summer and use Manscaped for the smooth tools you trust for your man and yourself. Make this summer smooth and fresh with Manscaped's Performance Package 4.0 featuring the trimmer everyone loves, the Lawnmower 4.0. Dive headfirst into summer by joining the 4 million people worldwide who trust Manscaped and get ready for hot girl summer by going to manscaped.com for 20% off plus free shipping with the code CANDID20.
Wow.
I'm not kidding, though. I do prefer this versus women shavers when it comes to bikini line.
I need to try
It's very smooth.
Smooth skin shave only this summer, right? Did I mention this trimmer is waterproof, too? From the shower to the beach, the Lawnmower 4.0 is the best trimmer for down there and everywhere that needs a shave. Please don't use it at the beach. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code CANDID20 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code CANDID20 at manscaped.com. Buns out, suns out this summer with Manscaped, ladies. Don't use it at the beach.
Yeah, why don't. Does it mean, I don't laugh know. Every time. It's waterproof.
I have any idea. Oh, my God.
Oh,
okay.
Goodness.
Can
crazy
I say one
stuff.
Thing funny that I was just laughing at?
Yes.
Someone I know, I won't give away who it is. I just died laughing. Do you guys play Wordle?
Yes.
Okay,
I love
you
Wordle.
Do. And okay, so this will make more sense to you.
I'm so sorry, but I love Timothy. He's so hot.
You know who he is.
Yes,
I was
he's
like,
ugly hot.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, he's one of my fave ugly
yeah,
hot.
Yeah, agreed.
How do you say his last name?
Chalmay.
Chalmay? Chalmay?
Yeah, we'll go with that. We'll go with that.
Oh my God. He is hot. I love everything about him.
He's got a metallic suit. I like that. Okay. While you drool over him, let me tell you this, Wordle girl. Somebody I know, they played Wordle the morning after, like up at the cabin. We're all at the cabin, whatever. They're playing Wordle. They send it to their group of friends. They're like, look at this. I could not get the word. Like, totally trashed the game, right? Like, could not get it. Like, kind of a dead brain. And everybody was like questioning it, like sending laughing faces. And he's like, what the heck? What's so funny? He played it the night before and he got a worse score in the morning after. He played it when he was blacked out drunk, won, and then played it again in the morning and got a worse score by like 6 points, if that's even possible. So he already got
yes, the word.
Yep.
Wow, he's a smart drunk.
He got the word while he was drunk and then he woke up, hung over and forgot the word and got it wrong and lost his points.
That's
like
funny.
A freaking idiot. I was like, that's hilarious.
I'm
that is hilarious.
Really not good at Wordle.
I'm not either. I have like the three letter ones and I'm still not good.
I always pick like the same words to guess with.
Car.
Joust.
Rack. Car. And I'm like, I already did that one like every time. Anyway, you guys, we love you.
We love
you.
We
really do love
you.
Remember, if you could, if you really, really could, sorry, there's a hair in my mouth. That was scary. Please go write in a review on Apple Podcasts if you can. It really actually helps us. It helps our algorithm. It helps people know that, hey, this is a good podcast to click on. Where's my reset button? Someone press it.
Popcast.
I want a Pop-Tart so bad. I think that's why I said that.
Yeah, no, you said Pop-Tart earlier in the episode. You're like, No, but actually, do two things for us. Go leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. And two, you ruined my second one. I was like, what? I got confused. I didn't know what you said. She said, pick your nose. No, the second one is share us on your Instagram. Give us a tag. We love to repost you, obviously, but spread the word. We love it.
It helps us grow, helps you get more episodes, and who knows what's coming around the corner, if you know what I mean. Hint, hint, nudge, nudge. Anyway, we love you at Straight Candid Podcast, at Candid Sid,
at Candid Soph,
and at Ben Sarbacher.
Hey-o. We love you. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye. Yeah.